Today is a day of great rejoicing in our land, a day when finally the most heinous decision that has ever been made in this country is finally overturned. Unfortunately, our work isn't finished because all that this does is to say what should have been blatantly obvious to anybody with two cents of a brain, that is, that there is no constitutional right to kill babies. No kidding. Constitution says you have a right to life, to liberty and happiness. It doesn't say you have a right to take life, especially the most innocent of life. So thanks be to God, at least we have some justices that have enough ability and enough guts, thankfully, to overturn something that a huge number of politicians wanted to have in place. And it's not just the politicians, because we need to be careful now, because we realize they were planning on riots anyway, but this is going to be the excuse, and they've already made clear that they're planning on rioting tonight all over the place. This was what they were going to do anyway. It really doesn't have anything to do with this, but all you have to do is ask yourself two simple questions. Number one, who in their right mind as a human being wants to kill babies? No one. Number two, who in the entire universe is the only one who would be outraged and in fact want people to start rioting, burning, looting, and killing others because can't have babies anymore? Only Satan. And so when we see all this stuff happening, we do have to remind ourselves, this is a spiritual battle that we're in. Satan got his power and gets his power from the blood of innocent children. We need to be aware of that. That is the cause of the outrage. Because what he wants is total freedom to be able to do what he wants, to be able to get all the power that he possibly can. So here we are, interestingly and providentially, on the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and on the feast of the birth of St. John the Baptist. The celebration of the birth of St. John gets moved to tomorrow now for the traditional Mass. It was celebrated yesterday in the Novus Ordo, but it's in both rites. Today is normally the birth of John the Baptist. Interestingly, someone who was foretold before he was even conceived, and we were told what he was going to be and who he was going to be. And then to have it on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And even to put it into the newer rite, tomorrow in the Novus Ordo is Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. So here we are, the Feast of the Two Hearts, and this is what's happening. This is the fruit of the prayer. And of course, these unfortunate souls recognize that, which is why they have made it clear that they intend to disrupt Catholic masses and everything else, because they know where the power came from to put the end to this nonsense. It came from your prayers. It comes from the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Supreme Court, months ago, had already published that they were going to release this decision on the 29th. On the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. So the fact that it's coming out today, when it just happens to be the celebration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Saint John the Baptist's birth, in God's providence, is not by mistake. And we need to recognize that. Maybe what we're beginning to see, and we'll only know as we go along, maybe this is first and very major step toward the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady letting everybody know that she is beginning to step on the head of the serpent. If this is where the vile creature gets all of his power from, or a huge amount of it anyway, she's beginning to crush it out. She's beginning to take that power away. She's beginning to destroy the enemy of our souls. He isn't going to take this sitting down. And in fact, you read the book of Revelation and it makes very clear what it is that he's going to do. Because it said when he couldn't get to the woman, he decided to go after all of her offspring. That's us. So he's not just going to sit back and say, oh, bummer, lost a whole lot of the power that I had. No, because with the power that he still got, he's going to unleash it all. So be prepared. The church is about to be persecuted, and you and I as members of the church are going to have to deal with that, and we have to think about how we're going to handle it. As I said, it is a spiritual battle. So with this happening on the weekend of the two hearts, pray. Turn to the heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's where your power comes from. Everything flows from the heart of Jesus. And that's where we have to look. We heard about the flowing of the blood that came from our heart, the heart of our blessed Lord. And from there comes all the sacraments. From there comes the life of the church. From there comes the existence of the church. So Satan, trying to imitate our Lord, is going to take the blood of the innocents and get his power from that. The church receives her life and all the authority she has from the blood of her beloved Savior. That's where we have to look. We need to continue to pray. It is the power of prayer that has brought us to this point. Thanks be to God. Now it just simply gets kicked back to the states. All they're saying now is that as a country, we're not saying that you have a constitutional right to do this. Thanks be to God, it's huge. But it's still legal, unfortunately, in many states, including our own very, very unfortunate state. And so we need to keep praying, and we need to stand up for what's right, and we need to continue to work to put a complete end to this evil, because the evil continues. So we're chipping away, thanks be to God. Let's keep doing that, but don't give up. And don't panic. Evil is going to try to scare you. That's what it does. But he doesn't have any authority. His vile, disgusting, ugly head is getting squished. He doesn't like it. But we do. So unite with Our Lady. Squish the disgusting head of the vile creature. Don't run away from him. He's going to threaten to bite you. He's going to threaten to scratch you. He's going to threaten to do whatever. Let him. They're just empty threats. What's he going to do? As I always tell people, well, what can they do? Kill you? If you're a martyr, you go straight to heaven. No purgatory. You should be saying, praise God. If they kill me, great. I don't have to go to purgatory for the next couple of thousand years. I can go straight to heaven. Go for it. In fact, I think we should get shirts with a target painted on it right in front of where our hearts are. It's like, here I am, I'm pro-life, I'm Catholic. Because they're looking at it and saying, look, the justices that all voted for this were Catholic, therefore we're taking it out on the Catholic Church. These people don't have the ability to think clearly, which only makes sense. It's a principle of canon of moral theology. It is impossible for anyone who is in the state of mortal sin to think clearly. They're not thinking clearly because they can't. They can't reason because they're not able any longer. All they're doing is emoting, and their emotion is going to be taken out on us. Praise the Lord. If evil hates you because what you're doing is right and good, there's cause for rejoicing. Yeah, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to be too pleasant, but that's okay. So maybe, for the first time, as Catholics in America, we actually have a chance to be persecuted. that is cause for rejoicing. It's not the typical way Americans look at it. We just want the easy way. We want the wide, smooth, easy way. Well, that we are told where it leads. The way that leads to heaven is rough and narrow. It's going to get rough and narrow here pretty soon. So brace yourself for that. But brace yourself on your knees. Brace yourself with your rosary in your hand. Brace yourself with the Holy Eucharist. Unite yourself with the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. The devil has no power over them. So this is indeed a day of great rejoicing. But it's only the first day of great rejoicing. There is much to come. It's going to get ugly because, like I said, he's not going to just sit back and take it. He's going to try and fight back. But he has no power over our Blessed Lady. And our Lord, in his wisdom, has turned this time over to her so that the ultimate humiliation is going to be dealt to the enemy of our souls. A human woman is going to destroy that vile creature. Thanks be to God. Stay with her, and with her, and with the babies, you will be victorious.